the January 9, 2023 regular town council meeting at 6:02. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And clerk treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Okay, I thank you for that. Please join us for prayer and then followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, we'd just like to welcome you to our meeting here at Salisbury Town Hall. We just ask your guidance and just ask your spirit to be here and just guide us in all that we do. We just want to make sure that we all know that we're here to serve and that we just want your hands on each and everything that that we do, Lord. Just thank you and just thank you for a new year and just like you said, guide us in what we do in each and every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Motion to amend or adopt the agenda presented. Motion by Scott, do I have a second? I'll second. Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second? Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims, also submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon our website. Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Also, we have approval of payroll, allowance docket, submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon in our website.
So moved.
A motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a second here to sign those documents. I'll bring it down there to you, Randy. Items, which I know we have none, but we'll get to you under general, okay? Probably get through this pretty quick today. Okay, we have some commission appointments. The 23 Redevelopment Commission appointments, I need a table. Got a meeting with a couple of those members. On the board, the zoning appeals appointments. We have three appointments. Two are waiting on the third, but for them to be able to have a quorum on next Monday. I have a Mike Combs and a David McLean. And then we're waiting to hear from Mr. Fox on his agreements to serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals. So with that said, I need so we can allow them to be able to attend the meeting and conduct some business that needs to be conducted. Vote on the approval of Mike Combs and Dave McLean for the BZA appointments.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, a motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. On our Park and Recreation Board appointments, longtime president and member of our Parks Board, Glennis Wisdom, has stepped down and we had a school appointment, which was Amy Campbell, who was also our past manager, and through the last 2 years until Dana came on board and took it over. And so Amy Campbell was asked by our superintendent, Mr. Smith here, to fill in the rest of Glenn Wisdom's term, which is this year. So I asked that a motion for Amy Campbell to fill the rest of the term of Glenn's rookie.
So moved.
Okay, a motion by Terry, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay, motion approved. For a planning commission appointment, Francis Conroy, who is also on the BZA, his position came open as a, having a member of both BZA and planning commission from either party. And so David McLean has agreed to fulfill both the BZA and the planning appointment that was left by Francis Conroy. So I ask for a motion for approval of David McLean for planning appointment. Okay, I got a motion by Terry, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved. Police merit board appointment. There was a resignation due to some other, I'm going to say, opportunities, I think, for one of the candidates.
Outside interest?
Yes, sir. So the replacement has been asked to be Barbara Bretcher Haas to fill that one-year vacancy. So I ask for a motion for that approval.
So moved.
Got a motion by Terry, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved. I don't think we have any ordinances and resolutions that I see. Unfinished business, I don't think there is.
Councilman Amos, real quick, there are two other park board members that need to be re-upped. Their terms expire January 1, 23. That'd be Rebecca Carlton and Walter Green.
Okay, putting on my notes. Walter. Okay, thank you for that. And so, okay, let's go back to our park and recreation board appointments due to their four-year term being served and committed, and their desire to want to continue to stay on that board. So I have Walter, what was that?
Green.
Walter Green and Rebecca.
Carlton.
Huh?
Carlton.
Okay. So that said, I ask for a motion for that approval.
So moved.
Motion by Randy, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved. Thank you, Charlie. Do you have any unfinished business?
I'm getting a text from the chief right now. I guess his appointment for the 911 board is up and reappointed, as your all's appointment to the 911 board as well.
Okay, all right. Last appointments is the 911 board appointment, which our chief has been so fortunate to be able to serve. I think he is president of the board, right?
I know he is. I know there's several boards out there.
All right. So him being our representative, do I have a motion for the approval for Chief Whalen to continue to sit on the 911 board?
So moved.
Motion by Terry, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved. Any other unfinished business? Okay. New business, in front of you all, you have probably a on-call 2023 on-call work orders. Mike, you all need to come up, or Lori, you all want to come up and explain anything to any of these guys. This is pretty much routine every year. I think they was kind enough to give us some information and also let us know that we were under our budget once again last year with their services, so we graciously appreciate their desire to continue to help the town save money from their perspective, and so I thank you for that. So before I leave that up.
Sure. Like Brad said, yes, we were under the actual budget amounts for the on-call work orders that we had established. We are trying to make sure that as we do those on-call work orders, if they are, you know, just little call-outs of things that we need to do, we put a summary together of just some of the things that we do under these on-call work orders. If we see that it's going to become something that is a larger project, then we pull that out and make it a new separate work order, its own project, its own entity for tracking purposes. So obviously, you have the wastewater, water, street stormwater, and GIS that were all back on there again from last year. The CCMG work order, we didn't do one of those for 2022, but we have been requested for easier tracking and following along to make sure that everything's, you know, going to the right place, billing purposes, that should be a separate one. So we added that one back. And then other than that, everything is exactly the same as they have been in the past, except we updated the dates, so.
All right, so like I said, it looks like you have probably work order number 2023-06 on this date of 19223, states that.
06 is the construction admin, that's the next one. In your packet here.
You have one.
They're all in here.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep tearing the pages.
I'm sorry, you were correct, sorry. Work order number 2023-01. 01092023. You have in front of you the work orders for section A, B, C. Also, you have work order number 2023-02 dated this date, 19203, and section A, B, and C. And then you have work order number 2023-03 this date, 19203. You also have work order number 2023-04 on this date, 19203, sections A, B, and C. And then work order number 2023-05 on this date, 0192023, for a total of $140,000. Note that wastewater is 30, water is 30, streets is 30, GIS is 10, and CMG is $40,000.
And those are not to exceed amounts.
And not to exceed any of these amounts, which, like we said, we was under almost $33,000 last year under budget. So with that said, I ask for a motion for approval for these on-call work orders. Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll
say. Second by Randy. Any discussion?
Yes, I have one thing. For the people at home that are present here at the meeting, just you know, a lot of things have been said in the last couple of minutes. We saved $32,982 in 2022.
So the way...
$32,000. And the budgeted amounts for 2023 are the exact same amounts as in 2022.
Yes. Again, with the exception of CCMG has now been added back as its own individual.
And for all intents and purposes, it's the same amount.
Correct.
So what I want people to understand is in a world today where everything doubles and triples, not only did we save $30,000, thanks to JTL, our contracted amount for 2023 is the exact same, plus the added CCMG. That's all I want to say. Thank you. And that's correct.
Okay. All right, with that said, then I ask for a
motion.
Ms. Vard, a second to discussion. So, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
Aye.
previous twice?
No.
Previous twice, right?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, line of business.
Then the next one you have in front of you is work order 2023-06. This is for the construction administration inspection services for your system connection to Indiana American Water. The construction of that project did start last week. Again, this is a not to exceed hourly budget for $60,000. It's anticipated that that construction should last less than 3 months. For our construction inspection services, we are typically budgeting $20,000 a month to have a full-time inspector. So you will have someone there all the time, watching all the work being done. We get daily and weekly reports back from the inspector. They double check to make sure everything is being installed, you know, to plans and specs, that everything is as it should be. That also covers any of our staff engineers that may need to be called in for any questions, things like that. This is all under this work order. And again, it's an hourly not to exceed. And like I said, we typically are seeing with full-time inspection, that is about $20,000 a month, which is how we came up with this total.
Okay. All right. Like I said, we have work order number 2023-06. It's a work order for the Indiana American Water line. And we have an extra water plant that we've been discussing for the last, I don't know, 5-6 months. As already explained, it's not to exceed over $60,000. And it looks like this job should be completed by April the 1st. And there will be someone there at all times. That's what's going on. So I ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you.
Quick question, Lori, about that, you know, and I'm just trying to educate myself somewhat here. This is a consultant only, is that correct? It says consultant, is that who, or is this?
Well, so it's JTL staff. So JTL, on all our contracts, we are listed as your consultant.
So it's JTL staff?
It's JTL staff, yes.
That's what I needed to know.
Anything else for me on those?
No, I have a fine young lady over here that I want to see what she would like to call about, so we'll be right back to you. Thank you. Okay. General comments for the public. I have a Miss Betty Brody, 7907 Highway 31 East. Here to discuss general comment concerning LED lighting. Please, Miss Brody. P-E-T-T-E.
Yeah, I was across the highway from Chambers Painting, and they have put up two big LED spotlights and five lights on the sides of the building. And Performance has one, and they're all right in my face.
Excuse me, ma'am. What's your address?
7907 Highway 31 E, down past the Moose Lodge.
Thank you. Are these lights all in all night long?
I have no darkness.
I've heard some talk about this, and when the lights were installed, it was my understanding there were still leaves on the trees, and now that the leaves are gone, it's presented an issue. Is it anywhere?
It was October 12th when they turned the two big spotlights on.
Were the leaves still on the trees in October? I'm just telling you what.
No, I was just about done breaking leaves and mowing.
Okay.
And it wouldn't matter when it shined through anything. My property is an acre and a quarter, and most of it goes straight back to that new monstrosity behind me, and they've got lights up. But they put shields on theirs to where most of that lighting goes down. This other place has not.
Okay, so they, Charlie, you know what? I'll make a point to drive by there.
You can't miss me.
My issues are going to go that way at nighttime, so I apologize. But I will, from here on out, to see what your issue is and see what we can do to help. You know, I would see where there shouldn't.
There are zoning standards. There are zoning standards for that that we can enforce, for sure. Just need to know about.
They just need to realign the lights, aim them closer to the ground.
They need to realign the two big spotlights and put shields on the others.
Okay.
And I have talked two very short conversations with Station, was it Franklin?
Yes.
And she refuses to return any of my phone calls. I have pictures. She did make one comment, I don't know if she should have made it or not, because I haven't talked to her since, she won't call me, that somebody did come out, but he came in the daytime. And I don't know if he talked to the people in the business or not. The owner of the business lives in Florida.
Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
So I'll go back and I'll look at our zoning ordinance. I am not the attorney for the planning commission or the BZA, where some of this would be enforced through code enforcement officers. But normally, you would not have any bleed off from lights. So if, in fact, it is bleeding off, I haven't seen it, and I'm not saying that what you're saying is not true, it's just I haven't seen it. But there will be remedies that the town should be able to take in order to make sure, because there are ways that properties can still have safety lights, you know, for night security, things like that, where it doesn't infringe on your quiet moment of your home.
I understand that.
And that's the idea, so I think this is a great first step of getting here, letting the entire...
Actually, well, since I talked to Station, this is the second. It's my first time doing this by myself.
I'll say, but being up here is the first time I'm hearing about it, but I know it's something that myself and Charlie can jump on, take a look at, and see exactly what's going on. I know being out there in the evening, I've had a great deal to be able to see, in fact, where it's bleeding off at, what they can do. Oftentimes, there are shields, sometimes on wall packs and security lights. You know, there's outward versus downward. Maybe it's just something as simple as just changing the lights out to where it's more focused, you know, on their property versus out. I think, Charlie, it's something that you and I could probably at least tackle and provide some additional information.
I would appreciate anything.
Sure.
Like I said, I've heard nothing, and nobody will return my calls.
Before you leave, if we could get your contact information, and we'll stay in touch with you.
I appreciate that.
Mr. Sheriff, before you spoke.
Okay.
Ms. Burley, how long have the lights been there?
October 12th was when they put up the new, there were security lights there, but they put up these LED lights on October 12th. And I talked to the girls at the town office, and she said, well, maybe since I'm just across the street, I could talk to them. And they said I could wear blinders on my eyes, which I had just had eye surgery.
People at this business don't do that?
They did say the owner was coming into town that Friday night, which was the 13th, and they said they would have him call me, which he did. And he was going to do a drive-by. Whether he did or not, I don't know, because the first night they put up the two spotlights. The next week, after I had talked to him, they put up the five on the building.
So the lights, in your mind, the purpose of the lights are for security, or are they for illuminating a sign, or what are they there for?
Security, I guess. And I understand they had to have security, but I don't think it's fair to shove it across a railroad track and a two-lane highway, and I've got a pretty good frontage, and that light goes more than halfway back my property. My shed's lit up, my driveway's lit up, and I've lived there over 35 years. My whole life in this town. I know your mom.
What really upsets me, the fact is that I can't believe that the railroad hasn't, you know, made some sort of complaints.
I can't believe traffic hasn't.
So,
traffic is terrible. People go like 60 and 70 miles an hour down through there. And since the police department is no longer in town, I hardly ever see the police. Because we had racing motors. One neighbor said she heard drag racing go on, and there's an awful lot of loud cars. Not semis, cars with racetrack motors.
Our friends in the back, Mr. Harris from JTL, just forwarded me the specific part of the UEO talking about lighting standards. More important, the light being prohibited, lighting from a property may not cause a glare beyond the property line of that property. There are other provisions in there, but there's definitely something that we can do and take a look at. On my way home today, I'm happy to drive by, take some photos, give them to Charlie, we'll send over an email and certified letter, a letter to see if we can get it fixed with a phone call. And if we can't, there are other actions that the town can move forward with.
I appreciate some feedback, you know, some answers to what you all said.
Do you have a phone number for the owner or anything like that?
No, not with me, no.
That's okay.
I had it, but I got mad and threw it.
And also, and no disrespect that you're worried about our police, the department, the moving of the police building from here to over there. You know, our police officers aren't in the building, but I will let the chief know, I know he's watching tonight. If there needs to be a little more traffic control over there, we'll be more than happy to look into that. Like I said, it is a.
I have heard these motors in the middle of the night, they hear what, I don't know where they're at, you know, but I can hear them off in the distance, and then they go by.
Well, like I said, I can hear the train, I can only imagine what your train.
I understand.
Compared to mine, I live behind a lumberyard.
After 9/11, there were no trains, no trucks, no airplanes from the airport. Talk about weird. No noise.
But like I said, in all due respect, on our police department, I feel that they still service the community, whereas the community deserves to be serviced, but I will be more than happy to.
I just know it's not as much as it used to be.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll get to the bottom of this, and we'll, like I said, we'll reach out to the owners, and like I said, now you do this product for us, you know, it's on the way, and go home that way, and we'll look into it, and we'll do what we can.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well, too. Okay, Charlie, you have staff report?
Wednesday is our annual blood drive. There's a write-up that we're triggering about. We still have some spots open, so anybody who is watching or anybody in the room here, anybody can come donate blood. This is National Blood Donor Month, so you can go on sodaburn.org, get on the featured events, there's a link there, you can click on it and sign up for blood donation for this Wednesday.
That's all I have for that.
All right.
Okay, JTL, you all have some other information for us tonight?
Have your standard update for you.
Okay.
Waiting on materials to arrive. The supplier was hoping that it would be there by the end of the year, but it was not. So they are still waiting as of today. We did reach back out to them today. As I mentioned a minute ago, the system connection to Indian American started last week. So that will be ongoing. I did ask while I was out there, I said, if you had perfect weather, perfect conditions, and everything went ideally, how much work is actually here? And they said, if we came in and could do start to finish, it would be like 3 weeks. So I'm very pleased that we should be able to squeeze that in within about 3 month time period. So that's that one. The wastewater treatment plant. Let's see, all the pump station have been connected to the new headworks, and all of the flow has been transferred to the new headworks, your oxidation ditch and clarifiers, and all of the operation is going well and meeting your permit limits. So we were able to take the existing oxidation ditches out of service for the rehabilitation work that needs to be done there, and your existing headworks and piping, all that demolition is happening as well. Clarifier one has been demolished, and clarifier two rehab has also been complete since we were all last here. And your new re-aeration basin is under construction. So everything is moving along well. We're still on target for a summer completion of that. The west northwest project that you all had has now, as we talked, kind of been turned into a larger, more cooperative effort. And the approval for that project was received last week at the RDA meeting.
Very exciting.
It is exciting. State Road 60, we don't really anticipate any more updates on that until the construction is going to start next spring. Camp Run is this, you know, the.
This spring.
That's true. Now it's this spring.
It's this spring now.
It is this spring.
Right.
Goodness gracious. Camp Run, so your tree plantings, landscaping, and your landscape rock are all, the installation of all those is complete. So all that will be left will be the final surface asphalt and striping to be completed in the spring as well. Your 2022-2 CCMG application was awarded. We are in the process of preparing the construction documents for you guys, and those are set to advertise for bid on the 16th and the 23rd of this month for you all to be able to open bids at the February 13th council meeting. And that is all that. Any questions for me?
I believe so.
Thanks.
Great job, Alex. Jake, you have anything?
Just one quick thing. It's in your packets. There was an amendment or revision, which probably is a better phrase, of a particular piece of property right away. We needed to come straight out versus having a bend in the road and pick up an additional approximately 1,500 square feet of the right away. We needed to have it reappraised. There's an invoice for $500 attached, or at least that's what Michelle McCaffrey had to bring in. So if we need a vote to approve that here today, that would be beneficial.
Okay, so we have a motion for the grants of the reappraisal, I guess we'll call it.
The revision to the
reappraisal addition, a total of $500. Do we have a motion for that approval?
So moved.
Motion by Terry, do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, does Terry?
I just want to say that a couple weeks ago, when it got really cold outside, I came upon a couple of our guys working, and I just stopped talking with them for a minute. They were being proactive. They were getting things done before the cold weather. I just, kudos for them doing that. Things they get done before they knew it was coming, get it done in advance. So I thought it was a really good thing to see town employees up on that. That's all I got.
Chuck?
I'll go. In regards to the BZA appointments, did we not make contact with Mr. Fox, or did we not heard from him?
I have not heard back.
That information, when he said he would accept that position. You got to wait for the next meeting?
No, I mean, if you would like to make a motion, I just, like I said, I've left him a message today, so. So if you would like one, is that?
The person that we'd like to appoint to the BZA has made contact with me and said he would accept that position.
You can make that motion.
I can make that motion to appoint Mr. Fox to the BZA.
Yes.
So that way we can have that thing here.
Yes.
I'd like to do that and make that motion for Mr. Fox.
Can we get a motion that Chris Fox accepts BZA?
Second.
I got a second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you.
I didn't have anything else.
Randy, his name was Chris Fox.
Yeah, as always, I'd just like to, as Terry said, you know, I drive around town sometimes and see people working, and just really seems like we're on a note for, you know, we're proactive and doing things. But really, I guess what really sticks out in my mind here is, I'd just like to, first of all, I'd like to thank the people that are coming on to serving on the town boards. It means a lot, and it's not about, you know, a dollar figure that you collect, it's truly doing town service, and we really appreciate those people coming aboard. I'd like to thank, I served about a dozen years with Denny Amos and Vince Thacker and Francis Conroy, and not so long with Glennis on the Parks Board, but just really want to publicly thank them for just stepping up and doing what they did. It means a lot, and you know, what they do carries a lot of weight, you know, they make recommendations that affect our town, and you know, we need these people stepping up, and I'm just very proud of those guys, and happy for the new guys that are coming in, and just want to let them know that we appreciate all that they do. Past that, it's just you know, happy to be here. It's going into our fourth year of this, and seems like things are moving forward, and we're getting a lot of things done, and I'm just at this point real pleased with the results, and just you know, good time to be in Sellersburg. That's all I had.
All right, absolutely. You know, I mean, like I said, it's just not that these people that just come on board that are our hand-picked group of people. You know, Charlie worked hard, Michelle Metcalf worked hard getting these people availability out. I think it was early September, mid-September when we started process to try to get people to want to be a part of our team, Sellersburg here, and understand the desires and the directions that we're wanting to go move forward. It's, you know, like you said, I know that not just because he's my father, but my father and Francis Conroy and Glennis, I believe, probably served 30-something years on about six different boards, you know, throughout this town. So it's nice to have newer people that want to be a part of what we're doing. And like I said, you know, Scott and I and Michelle and Charlie was looking at some of the applications. I know Charlie sent them to every board member to look over and get some feedback. You know, there's some very good experience that we have coming on board, on especially with, like I said, our BZA and our planning and zoning, and having some different outlooks, and hopefully, you know, like I said, we've really stiffened up, you know, the direction we're really wanting to move forward and bring here to the town of Sellersburg. And it's just, you know, it's not just about putting up a sign or how a sign is put up or what it looks like or what it does. I mean, you know, redevelopment was, you know, came out and was willing to, you know, use some of their funds, you know, for facade grants, opportunities. And we've seen in the last 2 years how companies are utilizing you know, that opportunity, and it's great, and it helps the planning and zoning and BZA as well. And I know it's frustrating for some people to understand, you know, why we don't allow a lot of things that were allowed back in the past, as far as, you know, covering your windows and doing things in your businesses, you know, and it's more for your safety. And I think that's what, you know, even, you know, the past commission has always looked at it, but I think our new commission, you know, I'm very hopeful, you know, with the developments we have surrounding around here in town. Like I said, there's very few communities that have a 2 mile, two exit opportunity. And like I said, we have some land. I know it may not be some of the things that I know Mrs. Brody here after 35 years living in the same place and seeing something new and different. and having to go through this, but we're here to help. We're here to help and make a difference if we can, and we, you know, it's hard to get people to understand that you just can't put up a whether it's a light post or whether it's a, you know, a bright sign or something that's going to shine into someone's window or something like that. So, you know, it's great to have a good commission, as you stated there, Randy, but like I said, the thing is, it's just not somebody you just went and called up and said, hey, how would you like to be on this board? Because I just need you to be a yes, or I need you to be a no. It's not these people, they signed up for it. And I tell you, I mean, some of these people, I mean, they're very thorough, and you know, like I said, we've got some people with, you know, 25, 35 years of experience that, you know, are still at a young age. But age has nothing really to do with it. It just has to do with the desire to want to help the town of Soderburgh grow. And I think that's what we're wanting to do for here, Team Soderburgh. As far as, you know, the New Year's here, this is an exciting year for Soderburgh. We've got a lot of good things going on. I know we mentioned about the police department earlier. We got the new lighting on there. I know we've also discussed some of the things about their monument sign that we would like to see go up. So I think we probably will probably be discussing that with the chief a little bit more thorough here in the next few months and have something up a little bit more up in the spring. Hopefully, like I said, everything goes well with not just the NDOT projects that we have, but also county projects that we're working with them in a different way and seeing what's best for the town of Soderburgh. It was great Friday, you know, where we was able to shake hands and work together with the folks in Borden with this new sewer wastewater opportunity that we have going forward with the DNR and being able to take advantage and help a lot of people and a lot of communities surrounding the growth opportunity as well. So like I said, our sewer plant continues to go as smooth as possible, and I'm very grateful for Pace Contractors and JTL for the great job that they've done. So but really, other than that, like I said, I hope everybody continues to stay warm, and hopefully Mother Nature starts warming things up, and we're ready to move into the spring, like Terry said earlier. So I have nothing else to say. Michelle, do you have anything to say?
No, I don't have anything. Okay.
May I say,
yes,
the girls working in the town office over here, you need to keep them on. They are fabulous.
Thank you very much.
And the people that pick up the garbage and the yard waste.
Yes, ma'am. And we appreciate them too, let me tell you. I mean,
they're the nicest bunch I think I've ever seen in that office.
Thank you. And I will make sure they continue to know that. So we thank you very much, Ms. Brody.
And happy birthday, Michelle Miller.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday. All right. Okay, with that said, I ask for adjournment.
So,
got a motion by Scott. A second.
Second.
Second by Randy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. 6:44. Thank you.